Good morning, Martin, Lisa. Big
strong arm.
Ah, see you later. Big strong
arm,
okay, this is Colin, our very own Colin Farrell is in the studio. Colin, good morning. How are you doing? Are you well?
Go on down to your big macho.
How are you doing? I've just said hello to Paul here. Paul's our producer, and I've just asked Paul to sit in just to keep an eye on things to make sure.
Breakfast radio
and all that kind of thing. So can you watch the old lingo and do your best, okay?
Yeah.
Right, thanks very much. And Paul is also the singer with the Undertones.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he is.
Yep. Yeah, a bit like the Clash.
Oh, you did. Oh yeah, hey, Paul, you had probably a few things to say about his version of "I Fought the Law with the Law One."
How he actually pronounced that word?
What?
Law.
Is it law, isn't it?
Law.
Ah, whatever.
Okay. Anyway, just keep an eye on there, Paul. Thanks very much. Now, Colin, tell us the movie Intermission. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Saw it. Really great.
Yeah.
Fantastic opening scene with you and us.
It's delish, man.
It's delish.
Cheers, man. You mean the one with the news agent?
It's a kind of news agent or coffee bar or something like that.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what thing? I was just in the Jervis there getting some smokes.
Yeah.
And I says to your one down at the stand, not bad morning. And doesn't she bleed and peg it out of the shop, man?
Really?
Gone. Grab it out of a hole, man. I wouldn't mind, but I wasn't even wearing me scanny jumper.
That's a great jumper.
Never know.
Did you get to keep the gear, do you?
What?
Did you get to keep the gear?
I kept that one anyway.
Did you? That's a good
get
one.
Get out of the car now!
And you're talking about smoking there now, the smoking ban.
Sorry,
coming.
I'd just like to say as well.
Sorry.
For anyone who hasn't had a goo at the flick, you know?
Yeah.
I actually love sheep. Big, woolly, mad things. Love them, that's all I do.
Right.
Love them.
Okay.
I love sheep.
And what about the brown sauce? What about the brown sauce?
Delish, man.
Now listen,
actually very tasty. It might be beyond your canning, but it's very tasty stuff.
Now you mentioned smoking there as well. I mean, what do you think about the proposed smoking ban? There's a lot of talk about it at the moment. You'd smoke quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Or is it just for effect?
No, it's doing me head in, Ian. Really doing me head in. I mean, I'm getting this all the time in the States, you see.
Yeah.
People are thinking I'm coming back to Dublin to see me folks, to see me mates.
Yeah.
The only reason I come back to Dublin is to smoke me brains out,
okay?
And now this banging big mad joke of a fella Martin. What's he doing, man? He's totally wrecking me buzz.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's doing all right so far, isn't he? He's kind of
very well,
yeah. Thank you very much.
Cheers,
so what are you going to do now when it comes in? I mean, will you come back here anymore?
Thing, right? I know this place down in Clanbrassil Street, and they're building a big mad canopy thing out for smokers, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But waiting it comes into winter, man, people are going to be freezing. They're going to start going, hey, look around, man. We need walls around here. We're freezing.
Yeah.
Then they're going to start going, we need windows to look out through the walls.
Yeah.
Then some hunter's going to start going, hey, listen, we need a door to get out of this place.
Yeah.
Then before you know it, there's going to be carpets and toilets and lounge staff in there. Back to square one, man.
An Irish solution to an Irish problem. Absolutely. Now listen, I know you were at the Video Music Awards as well. You're saying earlier on when we were off the air there before Lisa came on that you enjoyed Britney and Christina and Madonna. You really got struck.
I ain't come here. That's not fair, Ian. Paul. Cheers, Paul. Sorry, man. All right, square. Ian, that's not fair. That's not, it's just like Britney, Christina and Madonna, three of them.
Yeah.
Getting off with each other.
I know.
That's just too I wish I could just... Sorry, Paul. Pretty difficult. The thoughts planted in me brain now, Ian.
Colin, come here, look at one final thing before we let you go, right?
Sorry, Paul.
I know a lot of people from Castleknock, right? I've been over there on many occasions. Very nice people. I know you come from, Castleknock yourself, right? And a lot have commented on your accent.
Really?
A lot of people have commented on your accent, Colin.
The one of them, go on.
A lot of people have commented on your accent, right? And they don't reckon it's a real Castleknock accent at all. Now, we've come up with something from...
My accent is delish, man.
We've robbed this for RTÉ Radio 1. There used to be a show on, Rattlebag has replaced it.
Hang on.
So now, the art show with Mike Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were on it there 12 years ago. And this is what it sounded like, okay? This is Colin Farrell 12 years ago on the art show on RTÉ Radio.
Right, yeah. Awfully interesting,
But I'm more interested in the theatre side of things, you know?
Yeah.
I've just finished The Seagull by Anton Chekhov. Really interesting play.
Right.
But I'd like to get into other areas if I could, like TV or films. My dad was telling me actually that it's a very hard business to break into, but you know, I'm willing to give it a go, you know, so we just wait and see.
Right, so.
Colin, hang on. What about the accent? There's a big difference there in the accent.
You mean what about the accent? Yeah. I was an actor, I was putting it on. Respect!